Everybody, Coach John Daly here, back again with you today. It is a Friday. It's your daily thought for a Friday, February 9th, 2024. In the recording studio, on the road, at my library office, gonna knock a whole bunch of recordings out. Got my surgery coming up next week on Wednesday, and I definitely want to still continue having some thoughts come out. So I am in the process of putting them all together because these next few days are going to get real busy and crazy. The past few days have been busy and crazy too. Trying to get stuff done and set up and navigating some illnesses and stuff in the family and canceling plans left and right and just trying to get through day by day. So I wanted to get these recorded. So the daily thought today comes from the Daily Coach. Notes of an Elder. This is an email I get, and this is going to be a two-parter. So this will be part of the Daily Thoughts on Monday coming out at you. So we'll get that out. But definitely love reading these. And this is one, again, the author of this, the Daily Coach, he'd reach out, thank this guy for what he does. And just some great thoughts from the elder side of life, from the more experienced, the more reflective thought of life. And the start of this is, he says, Notes of an Elder is a depository of pertinent information, knowledge, and wisdom, available weekly with an elder's thinking menu for you, for your use. Enjoy this bounty. So this is the Daily Coach. I will definitely try putting a link in the show notes so you can check it out if you want. Couple of the first thoughts for today. One of the happiest moments of life is when you find the courage to let go of what you cannot change. This is one that I have been struggling with. I've been reminding myself of constantly because I've shared this message before, right? Sharing it and living it, at least for me, are two different things. I guess I struggle with this one. In a previous podcast, I talked about, I recorded something, that afternoon, going out to get the mail, I was worked up about something, and it reminded me of this, of, John, you can't control it. You also let it go. You can't let it control you when you certainly can't do anything about it, right? I guess I'm still learning, right? One of the happiest moments of life is when you find the courage to let go of what you cannot change. I'm trying to get happy with that. I'll tell you that right now. I am trying to find the courage to let go of things I can't change and deal with it heck of a lot better, I guess. Second point, I am a verb. That's all it said. I am a verb. I love that. You know, action, right? Moving. I am thinking. I am doing. I am loving. I am caring. I am investing more in my relationships. I'm investing more in things I want to do. I am planning, you know, for the future. I am planning for things that are happening next week, right? There's movement, right? I'm doing. I got to remind myself of that. Books are the food of the mind. I got a whole big stack of books. I know there's one, two I need to grab from the extra bedroom upstairs that have been on my to-do list. One of them I definitely need to get done from the standpoint of a former student of mine that gave it to me so long ago. And I've looked at it. I see the side of it. It's because there's stuff on top of it, but I know I want to read it because not only did I see some great reviews of it before this former student, Chris, gave it to me, but I know he's read it and he loved it and he thought well enough of me to get me a copy and to give it to me, right? Who the heck am I to dismiss that? No, I'm not. That's not good, right? He thought well enough of me to give me that book that I need to read that. So that's going to be in the top of my pile, along with finishing a current one that I have going right now. So in the coming weeks, I definitely plan on reading someone. I'm going to be kind of restricted as far as activity goes. So maybe my I am a verb thought, going back to that one, I'm going to take a back seat right to that one. So, you know, books are food of the mind. I love that, right? Final one for today. What did I do today to make myself a better human being, right? What did I do to make myself a better human being? Part of this is following through and telling myself I'm going to do what I'm going to do, right? And promising myself and not letting go of that promise and not letting myself down, right? And I guess here, one more promise, one more thing. The next one I wanted to share with you, this will be the last one for today. The good news about failure is it's temporary. The bad news about success is it's temporary, right? So the good news about failure doesn't last. It's temporary. Don't stay there. And I've stayed there too long. In failure, in tough times, in hard moments, in things that are dragging me down, I've stayed there too long instead of learning and moving on, right? They are temporary. You know, they do end, right? And then the other thing about success, and you know, you can look at it from the bad news is it's temporary also. It doesn't last. The good times don't last, right? You got to keep. So when it says bad news, it's something to keep working at, to keep investing in, right? And so I need to do those. So hopefully this little list helps. Hopefully it gives you some ideas. Again, this is the Daily Coach. Notes of an Elder, okay? Again, I will dig up the link here and put it into the show notes. So again, part two is coming out on Monday's Daily Thoughts with Coach Daily. Okay? All right, guys. Hey, take care of yourselves. Keep smiling. Keep working hard. Pick yourself up. Look at that person in the mirror. Smile at them and say, yep, we're going to hold each other accountable. Okay? And keep taking care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.